The process described in this module is repeated for all process steps, failure modes, and failure pathways. Clearly, this is a lot of work, so it's best to start small and work up to the full analysis. Generally, it's recommended that your multidisciplinary team starts with just a part of a full clinical process to gain experience with this technique. When the team is comfortable, it can move on to tackle more complex processes. Earlier, we recommended prioritizing quality management initiatives on the basis of risk priority number. However, at that time, we were focusing on one failure mode only. Once the table is more complete, with several potential failure modes, all with their own severity values, an alternative method of prioritizing interventions might be considered. The severity, or S value, presents an option for ranking risky situations. A decision could be made to deal with those potential modes with the highest S values first, irrespective of their risk priority numbers. As in much of this approach to error management and quality improvement, judgment will be exercised in the decision to prioritize according to severity or risk priority number or some combination of both.